to address the issue of, food prices, radically, one of the plans we have as ministry and also as the Food Security Council is to establish a national grain reserve for the country. That national grain reserve will essentially buy surplus grain from farmers or import it, and this will be released at times when the market prices go up. And this way we can stabilize the prices. The plan is there. When funds are made available, we can see now the current fluctuation in the market of grain. We can see it actually going to the bin of history. So that is actually one thing I have to remind people. It is still a plan, but I believe...
Yes, yeah. And in this plan, when are we possibly seeing it happening?
This plan, because we have just started the new fiscal year, this plan is going to be passed to the Council of Ministers by the Minister of Agriculture. Once it is passed, it will be shared out and dates will be attached to it. By increasing our food production through own, agriculture production, that is the way forward. So unless we are able to produce our own food and sufficiently, this crisis will continue.
Yes, and now with security in some parts of the country where production normally takes place, what would you like to tell the farmers in those places?
The farmers in a relatively secure area are being encouraged to produce. Let me take an example like Northern Upper Nile, Rank, where you have large-scale farming. Such farmers are being encouraged to produce more grain, and where feasible, grain would be transported from there to areas of need. I'm talking now from the Minister of Agriculture and Food Security. The ministry has secured funds, some very limited funds, like 15 million from the Minister of Finance, and this is being used to purchase fuel. Last week, there was an advert on Ready Cuba for potential suppliers to supply fuel. This fuel essentially is going to be made available to farmers, large-scale farmers, so that they can produce grain. This is one measure the government is taking now.
And now for the ordinary citizens in the country, what will be your final remarks for those listening to us right now?
For them, you remember there were tractors that were provided to the state and were to be made available to the farmers. We also had plans for supplying seeds to those farmers, along with the fuel I talked about. Only that, due to the economic difficulties, we could not get funds to procure the seeds so that we can supply to them. This remain as plans of the Minister of Agriculture and of the Food Security Council, subject to availability of funds.